This is DreamWords. Tom Corvin by Paul Story. Chapter 1. The boy opened his eyes to a blue sky. He lay on his back and, without moving his body, scanned what he could of his surroundings. He recognized nothing. The soaring cliff above his head, the mossy vegetation he lay on, the wild green landscape rolling from his feet to the white flecked sea, were all strangers to him. The biggest stranger, however, was the boy himself. He had no idea who or where he was. He was not frightened. At this point, he knew too little to be frightened. The fear would come later. He lifted his head slowly, wondering if perhaps he'd fallen from the cliff and was paralyzed, but there were no long streaks of blood, no frantic scratches tearing down its surface to tell the story of how he got to where he was. His left leg was bent and tucked under his right knee. He sat up and slowly untangled himself, all the while expecting to reel back in pain from some debilitating wound. When at last he stood, the boy wondered if he was lucky or unlucky to find that the only signs of injury were a painfully bruised ankle, a vague headache, a cut on his left shoulder, and his right hand covered in blood. The blood was dry, and there was no obvious damage to produce such a mess. Perhaps it was the cut to his shoulder. It was difficult to see. There was a redness there, but not much. Maybe it had bled and had now stopped. He hopped to a small rock, sat down, and looked around at the grassy mountains behind him and the sea to his front. A brusque breeze cooled the sunny day. There were no clouds apart from a few high, wispy streaks that might have been wind-blown aircraft trails. He had no idea what colour his hair was, but it was long. The wind blew an unruly fringe into his eyes and he swept it from his forehead with his left hand. This was a small observation, but somehow the knowledge that he was left-handed was a detail that encouraged him to think he'd soon know more. He closed his eyes and tried to remember. His mind was not blank, far from it, but the thoughts and images were cluttered. A confusion of random parts that could have been imagination, dissociated scenes from a story that wasn't his, or a jumble of all this mixed with a life he knew nothing about. He opened his eyes again and returned to his immediate plight. He guessed that the mountain sheltered him from much of the wind, because, out to sea, the water bucked its roughened surface from a base of dark blue to brilliant white tops that sprayed a sideways and dazzling horizontal rain. The phenomena sprouted a profusion of short-lived rainbows that bloomed and died in the confused sunlight. It was beautiful. But the boy was in no mood to enjoy it. He had to get help. Testing his ankle, he limped to his feet and searched the area for signs of life. To his left and right, the shore stretched as far as he could see, and the only creatures were seagulls, riding the roller coaster gusts and swirls with screeching whoops of joy that barely made it to his ears. Hobbling forward, he slowly pushed through wild bracken, and although he was barely 300 meters from the shore, it was an exhausting and painful half hour before he stumbled on a small path that hugged the coast. He sank onto a patch of manicured grass that could have been someone's lawn, but small pellets of dung told him that this lawn was dinner to sheep and rabbits. Loosening the lace of his trainer, the boy winced as he saw the blackened skin under his left sock. He thought better of removing his footwear, worried that the obvious swelling might become so bad that he wouldn't be able to get the thing back on again. He had no watch, but the sun was already sinking behind the mountain above him, casting a long and growing shadow that crept towards him like a pall of doom. It felt like spring or summer, so he figured the time at somewhere between 4 and 7 p.m. He tied the lace as loosely as he could and stood again. Turning left and right, he yelled, "Hello!" There was no answer. Closer to the shore, the wind, although still unpredictable, was predominantly left to right, and so, with the sea to his left, he turned the wind on his back and let it blow him along the well-worn path towards an unknown destination. DreamWorks.com.